Convincers are simple tests that allow the client to know how deep they are. For you, they're simple tests that you can do to find out how deep you can go into a trance. Now, what I found is in coaching people, because I did a lot of performance enhancement coaching. In fact, when I started in this field, I started out doing performance enhancement coaching for stockbrokers primarily. And they would come in, and I would pace and lead them. I would do some NLP, and then finally I'd get them to experience hypnosis. And the people that I found reacted most and had the biggest jumps in income, had the biggest jumps in performance, were the people that could actually perform all of these deep trance phenomena. So what I would do is I would, at some point in the coaching, I would go in and I would begin to get them to do these types of things. When they could do positive hallucination, when they did negative hallucination, then they would react to the suggestions just like that. So then I'd go in and say, you'll find yourself on the phones every day, making the calls and feeling good about it. You know, and they would just, boom, they'd take it in like that because they had developed that rapport with their unconscious mind where the suggestions would just go in. So I found it, at first, I hesitated using something like this in performance enhancement coaching. And then I got to the point where it was like, huh, that's interesting, because I tried it with one or two and I noticed that they became my best clients, the ones that would really, you know, come in for a session, go out and double their income. So it was like, okay, this works. It was useful for me. So the first test that we're going to do, the first convincer on this, as we find out how deep you can go, is number two, locked eyes. And I say, now it's time for some fun with our first test. Your eyelids are becoming locked. They're glued shut. They're becoming locked tighter and tighter. Your eyes are shut and you cannot open them. They're shut tighter, locked, welded shut, and they will not work. Now I want you to try to open them and find with some amusement that you can't, cannot. So go ahead and try and find that you can't. Notice that I told them how to feel about not being able to open their eyes. I said, find with some amusement you cannot. Because that might freak somebody out if they don't know a lot about hypnosis or something. That might freak them out if they're trying and finding that they can't. So I'll tell them how to feel about suggestions like that oftentimes. Then once they've tried, it's important that after you've given a suggestion, you cancel that suggestion out. Because otherwise they'll continue to try to open their eyes throughout the entire session. So once you've noticed that they've tried to open their eyes and couldn't, then you're going to move on to number three, and it says sleep. Good. Now just stop. Okay? I'm telling them to stop trying to open their eyes. Now, by the way, listen to how I use my language. Listen to how I use my language. I say, good, now just stop. I don't say, stop trying to open your eyes, because if I said, stop trying to open your eyes, what's the internal representation that I've just left them with? Opening their eyes. That's the last thought that I left in their mind. So the word stop can be quite useful there. I say, good, now just stop. It's not worth it. Just stop. They're too heavy. Okay, so I need to cancel that suggestion so they don't continue trying. And I also want to do it in a way where I'm using my language to create the internal representations that I want. And sleep. You're going fast asleep and will sleep until I tell you. At which point you'll awaken quietly and easily. But for now, sleep. Just sleep. Okay, the next test is stiff arm. You say, okay, now it's time for our next test. Just notice your arm, your right arm. You could use right or left. Your right arm is becoming stiff and rigid, rigid and stiff. It's so stiff and rigid, just like an iron bar. It's supposed to say solid. It's solid. You can put a little I in there. And rigid and stiff. You cannot bend your right arm. It's solid and rigid. It's impossible to bend. Solid and rigid. Just like an iron bar, so is your right arm. Rigid and stiff. Rigid and stiff. Now go ahead and try to bend it and find with some amusement that you can't. So now what you'll find is their right arm will be in their lap. And they're going to find, and they'll find that they can't bend it. Give them a chance to try. And then after they have, then you're going to cancel the suggestion. Now, by the way, some people will be so deep that their trying will look something like this. And you won't see them doing much. Others will be going like this. It depends on the individual. Yeah? Yeah. No, no. That just means we do that in step five where it says, good, now just relax. Relax totally and completely. Just relax your arm, you could say there too. Just relax and sleep. So you're canceling the suggestion you were just giving them. Oh, by the way, when you do trance, one thing I noticed, you may want to have the client have their feet flat on the ground and their hands flat in their lap. I probably wouldn't have a client chewing gum when they're doing trance. I probably wouldn't have a client having their arms crossed or this way or that way. It's less obtrusive than chewing gum, but yet nonetheless, I would say perhaps you'd be most comfortable with your feet flat on the ground and your hands flat in your lap. Yep. Okay. And then step five, we said, good, now just relax, relax totally and completely, relax and sleep. You're going sound asleep, and we'll sleep until I tell you. at which point you'll awaken quietly and easily. But for now, just sleep, just sleep. So notice that between each test we're going to give them, we're going to go back to sleeping, relaxing, going deeper and deeper. Number six, weak legs. You say, very good. Now your legs are getting heavier and heavier, getting heavier and heavier. Feel the weight of your legs getting so very heavy. They're like lead weight rooted to the ground, heavier and heavier. So heavy that they won't work. In fact, they're so relaxed that it's impossible to move them. Feel the weight so heavy. And now try to lift your legs and find in vain that you cannot. So go ahead and try and find with some amusement that you can't. Now you're going to notice one of a couple of different things. Perhaps they'll go like this. Or maybe they'll just go. Or maybe they'll go. Yeah, that's different. Depends on the client. Yeah. Then what I would do is, well, I would say, that's right. And now as you drop them, go twice as deep as you are right now. Twice as deep. You've got to use everything. I utilize everything that comes up. Really good lessons for life. I think learning how to be masterful at doing coaching or personal breakthrough sessions or doing hypnosis are really lessons for life. You know? Step seven, then you say, good, now just stop. They're too heavy, just stop. Just let it go. It feels so good to just leave them there and go deeper and deeper asleep. Notice I didn't say stop trying to lift your legs. I said just stop. They're too heavy. Just let it go. Just stop. It feels so good to just leave them there and go deeper and deeper asleep. You're going sound asleep, and you'll sleep until I tell you. At which point you'll awaken quietly and easily for now. Just sleep, dreaming, drifting, dropping, falling asleep. This is adapted from Esther Brooks. I actually wrote this myself. Step eight, automatic movement. You say, now listen carefully, another depth test. It's time for us to discover just what your hands can do. Now let's start your hands rotating. What you're going to do at that point is, you may tell them that you're going to touch them. I'm now going to move your hands and start your hands rotating. And what you're going to do is you're going to grab their hands and you're going to help them to begin to rotate their hands like this. Just rotating. So you're just going to move them around, and you say, that's right. So you're going to help them move them around. You say, here they go round and round, faster and faster. They're rotating faster and faster. And you might find with some delight that you can't stop them. It's so delightful to let them turn. In fact, the harder you try to stop them, the more they continue to go round and round. And they'll just keep going round and round, and you say, good, now just sleep. Just let your hands stop and come back to your lap. Sleep. You're going sound asleep, and we'll sleep until I tell you, at which point you'll awaken quietly and easily, but for now, sleep. Going sound asleep, sleep. So now here's a good one. Talking in your sleep. Now I want you to dream. This is number 10. Now I want you to dream a wondrous dream. And in this dream, you're talking in your sleep. We've all known people who talked in your sleep. So just go ahead and dream and talk in your sleep. I'm going to ask you some questions, and you'll find it easy to respond while dreaming of talking in your sleep. What's your name? Now, the client may do one of a couple of things. They may respond. They'll say, Jane. Or they may think they're responding and not respond. So they may just go. If I don't hear a response, yet they look like they think they've responded, I'll go, oh, okay, good. Thank you. Thank you. And you want to ask them a couple of questions. Do you have any brothers or sisters? Yes. And you'll just get some responses from the client. Avoid emotional questions, it says. Right? Then you say, good, now sleep. Once again, going sound asleep, going deeper and deeper sleep, and we'll sleep until I tell you. At which point you'll awaken quietly and easily, but for now just sleep, going sound asleep. Okay, the next one is sleepwalking. You say, in a moment I'm going to ask you to stand. You've seen people in your sleep before. Oh, you've seen people in your sleep before. You'll be in a dream as if you're dreaming of walking in your sleep. It's easy to do. You've seen sleepwalkers. So just sleep and stand. It's easy to do, to stand up. So go ahead and stand and walk. And you're going to guide the client at this point. At this point, you're going to stand them up, and you're going to walk them around. And you just want to walk them around a little bit. They may open their eyes. They may not. Doesn't matter. Make sure you're taking care of the client and making sure they're safe. Then you say, walking. You're finding it easy to use your leg muscles while you remain deeply asleep while standing. And then you're going to guide them to sit down. Okay, once you've had them sleepwalk. Then you say, sleep. Good, now sleep. Relax, once again, going sound asleep, relaxing every muscle, every nerve, every fiber in your body, relaxing totally and completely, feeling a warm waterfall of relaxation washing over your body. And you'll sleep until I tell you, at which point you'll awaken quietly and easily, but for now, just sleep. than visual hallucinations. You say, now, listen carefully. By the way, the underlined words, you don't have to say those. You just go right to the script. Now, listen carefully. In a moment, you're going to awaken from the neck only. Your mind will remain asleep and your body can remain asleep, while your head can awaken with no recognition of your body. Your mind can remain asleep and your body can remain asleep, yet you can awaken from the neck up. So now, when you're ready, just go ahead and open your eyes. Open them now and remain deep asleep. Open your eyes and remain sound asleep. You're still dreaming, so I want you to dream of this tennis ball. Now you're going to hold a tennis ball like this. I want you to dream of this tennis ball. Dream of the tennis ball being held in my hand. Open your eyes and look at the tennis ball in my hand. You're going to ask them, what color is it? Wait for some response. And what's the number on it? Wait for some response. Then what I want you to do is I want you to throw the ball up like this and notice that their eyes follow it and then catch it again. You say, good, now close your eyes, and you can motion with your hand to have them close their eyes again. And sleep, sleep. You're going sound asleep, and we'll sleep until I tell you, at which point you'll awaken quietly and easily. But for now, go sound asleep, relaxing every nerve and every muscle in your body. Sleep, and you'll sleep until I tell you, sleep. The last one is full body catalepsy. It says, now in a moment you're going to stand up again. I will help you. You'll find it easy to do. You'll remain deeply, deeply asleep as you stand, as if you're dreaming a wondrous dream. While you stand, you'll remain deeply asleep, deeply asleep. So go ahead and stand while remaining deeply asleep. Finding it easy to do, stand yet remain sound asleep. Good. Now, become totally stiff, totally rigid. Your body is stiff and rigid like a steel bar. Stiff and rigid, stiff and rigid. Your body is stiff and rigid like a steel bar. Totally rigid, totally stiff. Rigid and stiff, rigid and stiff. It says test for fingers for rigidity. Okay, what you're going to do here is you're going to... they're going to be stiff. You want them totally stiff and rigid. And you're going to test here. And you're going to notice if the muscles are soft or if they're hard. You'll test here. You'll test both, mainly in the legs. Yeah, you're going to actually poke them. You're going to poke them like this. And you'll notice that the muscles, if they're totally hard, they should be stiff. Stiff, stiff, stiff. You want to poke them because in a moment we're going to lie them down and we're going to do full body catalepsy. Now, if you have neck or back problems, then we can do full body catalepsy on the floor as well. So if you prefer to do it on the floor, tell you whoever's doing the hypnosis with you, tell them that in advance, and we'll do it on the floor. Okay, so we'll just get you full body catalepsy, and we'll lay you on the floor. If you don't, we'll do it between chairs. Okay, so what you're going to do is you want to make sure that the client is stiff and rigid before you lay them down. You say stiff and rigid, totally stiff, totally stiff, totally stiff and rigid, totally stiff. You just want to make sure all the muscles are tight. You say, that's right, very good. Then what you're going to do, and when you do full body catalepsy, I want you to either call myself or Wendy over, and we're going to come over and we're going to help you. Because what we're going to do then is we're going to lean the client back, and we're going to put them between two chairs. And we'll get full body catalepsy between two chairs. This is fun to do. We had a guy that I had met in... Canada, and he had MS, or was it MS? Parkinson's. And he walked in, when he came into the room, first he came to a money seminar that we were doing, and he walked like this. He walked like that. It took him 10 minutes to get from the back of the room all the way to the front. And he was a much older man. He released his fear of falling. When he got rid of his fear of falling, he stood up and he walked like this. Then he went to the master practitioner training. And he didn't have a lot of control over his body, right? Because he was always he would find that the muscles would spasm and stuff. And when he did full body catalepsy, I think that for him was the first time. He was must have been late 60s, early 70s. When he did full body catalepsy for him, that was the first time that he had the experience of being totally in control of his body. Every muscle, every nerve, and every fiber of his body, boom, took total control of it. And that was such an empowering experience for him. He walked out, he was just crying, just pouring down. So this can be quite an empowering process. It's a lot of fun. Okay, so are you ready? I would like to demonstrate this. Who feels that they go pretty darn deep? Do you? Do you want to do it? Okay, good. Come on up. Give me a hand. Because this is the same process that you guys are going to do. So you're going to want to watch. You're going to want to watch closely, because you're going to be doing this in a moment. Okay, John, we're going to bring you down here because we're actually going to be doing full body catalepsy. So I'm going to have you just go ahead and have a seat right there, if you would, in the trance chair. Yeah. Demonstrate this. Who feels that they go pretty darn deep? Do you? Do you want to do it? Okay, good. Come on up. Give me a hand. Because this is the same process that you guys are going to do. So you're going to want to watch. You're going to want to watch closely, because you're going to be doing this in a moment. Okay, John, we're going to bring you down here because we're actually going to be doing full body catalepsy. So I'm going to have you just go ahead and have a seat right there, if you would, in the trance chair. Yeah. Okay, and let's get some. Do you like the trance chair? Yeah. Yeah, at some point I will. But yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. We'll give you one. I'm going to give you one. No, just kidding.